Blog Talk Radio.
Ew. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Easy, most known unknown, Easy Old Soul. This is the Easier Said and Done podcast coming at you this afternoon. Technically, I started the show in the morning, but it is after 12, so Midwest time. So, yeah, this afternoon. Yeah, and as I told you guys yesterday, I am here to talk about the Chris Brown, Quavo situation, those two diss songs. Before, when I was talking about it, Chris Brown had only dropped the track, and everybody was waiting on Quavo's response. Well, Quavo responded yesterday, on Monday, and I listened to it. Not bad. I don't know why, but I heard it on a few TikToks, and it didn't sound as good on the TikToks. When I listened to it, I was wondering what happened, but once I listened to it in full, not bad. I'm surprised Quavo still knows about that Piff, but maybe that's why that whole Migos Bone Thugs thing happened when they said they were the best rap group ever. Yeah, I ain't been on that Piff for a long time, so I'm surprised they dropped it on there. And right now, well, one, I got to say, for these dudes to beef, it's got to be, I'm hoping it's something deeper than women, but most likely it's not. Seems to be about Karrueche and Sweetie. I don't know why I have a hard time saying her name, because I believe it's Sweetie, and it's just spelled in a certain way. So it seems to be that they were just smashing each other's chicks, and one got jealous of the other, and it's like, I mean, here's my thing. To hit, you got to talk about other stuff. And I think Quavo kind of came out the end of this, at least these first round of diss tracks, because I don't know if there's going to be another one. If there is, then I would say Quavo might be up one. Although, it's difficult, because when people bring up certain things on record that I already know, it don't mean nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when Drake dissed Rick Ross recently, and then you see 1090J after Rick Ross's response drop a video about him being, or information about Rick Ross being a police officer or a corrections officer, stuff like that. And it's like, you don't get no points for that anymore, because everybody already knew he was a corrections officer. Or at least when he grew up in my age range, we already knew that he was a police officer. So, corrections officer, whatever you want to call him, we knew he worked in on some force at one point in time in Florida. So it's like, when people keep mentioning it, it don't really hit as hard. It hits hard the first time. But it's like going back to, like, going against Jay-Z and using Nas's information on Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Like, that type of stuff. When you hear that, it's like, okay, it's not going to hit, because he's already talked about it. So it hits less and less and less when you hear about it. So when people diss Chris Brown and they talk about Karrueche, it don't really hit that hard, though. I don't think, the fact that I don't know as much about Quavo, I think, is why Chris Brown probably had a better diss track as in reference to what is going on and what he's talking about. The fact that I don't know as much about Quavo, and the fact that I felt like what Chris Brown said was true, like people when Takeoff passed, they wished it was Quavo instead of Takeoff that actually passed. I feel like at that time people were telling the truth. I feel like that's how everybody felt because Takeoff was such a, you know, a calm, cool, quiet dude. And so when he got killed, it's like, well, you started it, because it's been put out there pretty much that Quavo had something to do with the whole disruption of the night. I do not know if he ultimately is who got Takeoff killed, but it has been speculated that he was pretty much talking a lot. I even heard in different interviews after that situation happened that Quavo talks a lot of trash, and, you know, he just never really has to back it up. And so when Chris mentions that, it's like, dang, well, yeah, he kind of got you there, because that is how people feel. And then we can't guarantee that he was smashing. When he mentioned that he was smashing Sweetie, I think that was just kind of a power play move, you know, kind of a powerful hit as far as the rap goes and stuff like that. So he just threw it in there, because we don't know if that's true. But do we go by what's true, or do we go by the lyrics? You know what I'm saying? Is we going by them spitting? Because that's personal, so it might be true, but we can't prove it. We could never. I've never heard anything in the papers or anything like that about Quavo, you know, having an issue as far as Sweetie when they were together, as far as another man or anything like that. And then, in most cases, if you're an OG in the game, it's kind of like the guy's got to take the L. Like, I don't even know if Quavo was really affected by that, but he might have been, because the way he was with Sweetie, it might have been like that. I seen him had some jealous moments and stuff like that, and so you never know. I think that was, of course, Chris Brown's most famous part of his song, Takeoff Situation, and the fact that he was claiming, like, you smashed my chick after I was done with her. You notice how he still saved my chick, but I smashed your chick while you was with your chick. I mean, if it's Chris Brown, you got to take the L, man, because most of the time you're not the bigger star he is. So, and if he was doing that and she was allowing him, that really wasn't your chick in the first place. So kind of a win-win there. However, on Quavo's track, he talked about Chris Brown having violent tendencies, how he's like a crackhead version of Michael Jackson, which kind of don't really work, because Chris has always been skinny and he's always been able to move like that. He's actually bigger than Michael Jackson, so if he's a crackhead or whatever, if you call him one of those, he really got to look like it. I don't think he does. So I don't know if that hits hard. I don't even think it's personal. I think it's just something that you feel, unless you've actually, like, witnessed it and you could say it. And then, of course, he's talking about him being an abuser, like Chris Brown is an abuser. And I'm like, the only woman I've ever heard of, well, you know, it could just be rumors, so I would say allegedly, but apparently Chris has been putting his hands on other women and just ain't been as known as when he did it to Rihanna. Now, as far as I know, that's been the only incident I've ever heard of Chris Brown putting his hands on a woman. So he mentions, Quavo mentions that Chris Brown puts his hands on Teyana Taylor. I don't know if that's true, but Teyana Taylor looks like she don't really let you put your hands on her regardless of who you are. She don't look like the type. But then I can say when she was with Iman, she was enough. I think she looks, seems like the type that you try and, you know, pretty much like she's probably a little more masculine than she appears, because, you know, in the strength category, she's fit, she works out a lot, and, you know, she don't look like she take no stuff. So I doubt that Chris could put his hands on her and it not be nothing that we don't find out. Like, there's not a police report filed or nothing like that, because I'm almost certain she hit him in the that at least I feel, as long as she got a man and she messing, she chilling with him, and something gets disrespectful, and this must have happened before Iman or something like that, that if he said this is true, then it had to happen beforehand. And I don't know. I just don't see it happening again unless Chris's, like, hand is forced. Because, like you said, if you watch the Chris Brown doc or a little episode where he talks about the fight with Rihanna, he talks about getting agitated and he talks about not wanting to put his hands on Rihanna, but, you know, eventually it ended up happening and he should have just left. So it's hard to believe that he would then gain his career back after that, because remember, his career took a big blow. He was doing all types of different stuff before that happened. And then you got him now back in the industry, you know, back doing what he loves and everything like that, and then he gonna mess it up by putting his hands on a woman again. You don't come back a second time if people know that you're a woman abuser, because, you know, if you can explain the Rihanna situation, although it still shouldn't happen, you can still explain that. I don't know if you can explain other situations, because eventually it'll be like, okay, well, that's just you then. If you like to hit on women, and you like to hit on women, but we not going to support that. So Quavo kind of caught him with that one. I don't know how true it is, though. So it was, while it was good lines, I don't know how authentic it is. If they really beefing and they, you know, exploiting each other's weaknesses or talking about what's going on with this and what's going on with that, then there's got to be some type of truth behind it. You got to be able to kind of prove what you're saying. That's why it's like when you say crackhead version of Mike Jack and all you do is dance and stick to singing and all this stuff, it's like, do you have the evidence to back that type of stuff up? Because it really just words. You know, when Chris say he's smashing your chick, I could believe it. When he's saying, I could actually believe that. When people, like I said, when he said that, you know, people wish you was gone instead of Takeoff, I could believe that. You know, certain things that he said in his this, I can, Chris said in his this, I can believe. Certain things that Quavo said in his this, I can believe also, but much less than Chris. Now, who had the better verse? Honestly, if I'm sticking to just rap, kind of leaning, I hate to say it, but I'm kind of leaning towards Quavo. But as far as exposing, and it might be because he had to take off on the course, you know, RIP to take off, but it, I don't know. I just felt like, man, he kind of might have got him, you know, on his first record, but This kind of, for Chris, was probably going to be the first and last record. So it's like, dang, what do you do after this? I almost feel like I got to go with Quavo. I'm going to listen to it again. And at the start of my other episode, I'm going to tell y'all who I feel like took it. But I do feel like, in my heart of hearts, Quavo might have took it. So, you know, if this is first round, I got Quavo at this current point in time. Like I said, I'm going to go back and listen. Most likely, I'm going to still come back with Quavo. Y'all let me know what y'all think. Two pretty good diss tracks. We need more of this, you know what I'm saying? Not the beefing in the streets and stuff like that, on record, on wax, and no J. Cole's. I'm sorry, I love the man, but still can't believe he did what he did. We need more of this. We need more competitiveness. We need good music, you know what I'm saying? Bring back good music, bring back competitiveness. And, you know, just let me know what y'all think. This your boy, Easy Most Known Unknown, Easy Old Soul. I'll holler at y'all. This is the Easier Said and Done podcast.